being welcomed into our second hour together with some gladness and joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. That was a track by Cody Carnes here on Impact Radio. Friends, you're plugged into the sounds of Gloriously Ordinary with myself, Pinky Naika. It's such a joy whenever I get to switch the microphone on. And I know in my heart of hearts that you are on the other side. And I come bearing gifts, as always. I love having a chat with the different people in our community that really are living out the obedience banner, right? And today I have one of those, Nicolene Pelster, and she's joining us from New Skinnovation. Nicolene, good afternoon.
Thank you, Pinky, and thank you for this opportunity to share my testimony today. So yes, like you said, I'm Nicolene Pelster, and I'm the owner and the founder of New Skinnovation. I own Centurion, New Skinnovation, and also Cape Town.
Sure.
For 17 years, I was a house mom, and I just raised my kids, teaching them the values set out in the Bible.
Sure.
And in 2007, I dearly wanted to go to Israel, but obviously being a house mom, I didn't have enough or the finances to do that.
Yes.
And then I started to look out, and God led me to this company, True Vine, and I started to sell scripted jewelry.
Sure.
And I made a deal with God, and I said, if you would help me, I would give back 60% of all the profits that I make.
Yeah.
That was a big step of faith. But
yes,
I have to say that within 11 months, I made enough money to to buy tickets for me and my husband to go to Israel.
What?
Yes. And out of this, I've obviously learned that if you are faithful in the little, then God will trust you with bigger things.
Sure. That is mind blowing. I feel like I still need to reconcile what you've just shared with us. But you're a business owner now, right? From that initial step of faith with partnering with True Vine to your own business, New Skinnovation. Can you just tell us a little bit about New Skinnovation itself and how or when you became a business owner?
Okay, so then in 2016, at the age of 46, God gave me the next big thing.
Sure.
And he gave me this dream to start New Skinnovation. And I prayed and I said, God, okay, I'm going to start this, but I'm not going to do this if you don't go with me.
Sure.
And I literally opened the Bible and at a random place, and I don't usually do
this. One of those ones that are like, okay, just close your eyes and just put your finger somewhere.
Yes. And literally Deuteronomy 28 verse 8, I jumped off the page.
Sure.
And it said that I will bless you in the land that I will give you.
Sure.
And everything you undertake will be prosperous.
Amen.
So then I knew that God, this like is really just going to be an amazing adventure.
Sure. That is incredibly encouraging.
Can you
tell us a bit about New Skinnovation, the name? What does it mean and why that name?
So New Skinnovation, a lady helped me to choose the name.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this dream for 3 years before the whole business started.
Sure.
But I had the name already 3 years in advance. And for me, it's all about new beginnings.
Sure.
And your skin being continually looked after.
Sure.
And it also is symbolized in my logo, which is a heartbeat with an infinity on.
Sure.
And I always said, as long as you come to New Skinnovation, mm-hmm. and as long as your heart beats, then your skin will look eternally beautiful.
Whoa. Those are some radical promises. I love it, Nicky.
Yes, thank you.
But how did you achieve your success then and all these things?
So for me, I believe that God gave me favor before God and man. And
sure.
He also, through studying the Word and spending a lot of time in the Word, He gave me wisdom.
Sure.
In business. And I can humbly say that by His grace and very hard work, obviously, New Skinnovation has grown in 7 years only.
Sure.
Into 8 branches nationwide.
No, Nicolene.
Yes.
Backtracking to, you were like married for 17 years with kids and you were just... amazing how God has,
And I've only had literally matric, so it was, I never knew that I had this gift of being an entrepreneur, and I think in the end, all God wants is a willing heart.
Sure. You're speaking to some of us right now, so thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So good. I have to ask you though, because I'm like, you can tell us if God maybe gives you like 28 hours and the rest of us 24. We'll understand. Like, we get it. Because how are you doing all of this and still maintaining family life and all the things that come with a life in fullness?
I think it's grace.
Sure.
By grace. And also have trustworthy people. And
sure.
I think also my focus being called, but what God has called me to do, and not to work harder, but to think smarter. Not, but you know that word that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich.
Sure.
And it adds no sorrow. And I think my focus on, it's like God literally gives me, I do sleep very, very little in the night. And I usually wake up for any time from 2 or 3 o'clock.
Sure.
And I always get all these business ideas.
Sure.
And then my poor PA, she has, in the morning when she wakes up on her to-do list, there's like 80 new.
Sure. New
but
items.
Everything has fallen into place. And
yeah.
My PA is actually another testimony that... Yeah,
sure.
I get emotional when I talk about that, but she started working for me 5 years ago.
Sure.
As my front desk, and I just saw this amazing potential in her.
Sure.
And after 2 years, I've upgraded her or let her become my personal assistant.
Sure.
And then God worked it out that she got to become the new owner of New Skin Innovation.
Wow.
Montana. Yes.
Oh, that is, yo. It sounds like there's quite a lot of success happening on that
yes.
frontier.
Yeah, because my aim in this business is to help women grow
sure.
to their full potential. Mm-hmm. And God has given me the strength to cover in prayer and to mentor every lady.
Sure.
And
sure.
each one of them is like my family. And I always teach them to trust and depend on God and to walk in faith no
sure.
matter what the circumstances,
sure.
whether we're quiet, there's
yes.
a lot of bookings, there's not a lot
yes.
of bookings. I tell the front desk, listen, you put your hand on that calendar
and you
command those bookings to come in.
Right, that is some radical stuff. My
yes.
mother-in-law is exactly the same. But can you share with us what has been your secret to success?
For me, the key to success is to lead by the Holy Spirit in servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And to do everything as if you do it unto the Lord. He always sees the things that you do in the dark, and He will bless you in the light.
Sure, sure.
And I know, knowing that, I know that He will prosper me.
Sure.
And everybody that follow that principle.
Yes.
And also, I choose to follow kingdom principles.
Mm.
And at New Skin Innovation, we work in a unity. My girls constantly hears me telling them, listen, I need unity in this place because a house divided against itself
sure.
will fall.
Sure.
And my vision is also to lead that every lady that works for New Skin Innovation into the purpose that God has for them in this life.
Sure.
And then, of course, clients is our number one priority.
Mm.
Without clients, New Skin Innovation is nothing.
Yeah.
And our passion is not only skin, but also to be an ear.
Sure.
And it's just amazing for me that God would send us in certain times clients that really need support and prayer for that
sure,
day.
Sure.
Yes, yeah.
That's so good. You've mentioned that one of your PA actually recently became the owner of Montana, and you've got a couple of branches nationally. Why would you have the desire to keep expanding? Where does that come from?
My greatest passion, and I believe God has given me the gift to give, and I am absolutely a cheerful giver. Because I have learned over the years that if God tells me to give and where to give, I know that He can trust me with my finances.
Sure.
And every month, as the Spirit leads, New Skin Innovation gives aid and help to the places where there is a need.
Sure.
And one thing I've learned is that you can never outgive God.
Sure.
And I believe that, I believe and trust that God will use my business to support kingdoms, to support his kingdom and to spread the gospel.
Sure.
And I really pray that this testimony would give other women hope to never give up on their dreams.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I started on 46.
But, Look at my tongue getting twisted because I am seeing you right now and I'm like, you look like you're in your early 20s.
Oh, thank you.
So what you said about the new skin, right?
Okay.
I see it.
I must say one of my other secrets to my skin is I look in the in the mirror most of the time and I remind God of the verse in Psalm 103 sure. that says, and I say, thank you, Lord, that you renew my youth like the eagle.
Sure. Jesus, yeah. I'm going to be praying these dangerous prayers myself coming up yes. soon.
And I must say the verse that I stand on in life is Matthew 6 verse 33 sure. where he says that first seek the kingdom of God and sure. his way of doing things and he will add the rest.
Sure.
Yes, and I think, you know what, time is short. And soon Jesus is coming and sure. wouldn't it be nice if God says to us all in the end, well done, good and faithful servant.
Sure. That's so good. Nicolene, you've come in here like a breath of fresh air and you've encouraged us, right? And I love about your testimony that it's real life experience. It sounds like you were reading from a movie or the script of an upcoming amazing Christian movie.
Wow.
I know that you're speaking from experience and that's Thank so encouraging. You. I mean, even the Bible says that we defeat the enemy by the testimony of our mouths and the blood yes. of the Lamb. So thank you so much for making the time to help on here and encourage our listeners. I'm pretty sure there are a few people that are like, well, this sounds amazing. I want to hear more. I want to meet Nicolene even. Where can they get more information of your business, of you, of plugging into the community that you've said you aim to create of women developing, women living up to their dreams?
Well, obviously, I'm at New Skin Innovation Centurion, which is the head office. But obviously, to find the listeners' nearest branch, they can go to our website, which is www.newskinnovation.co. And if I can just spell it, it's N-U, Skin, Novation. And one of the nice things, and we offer it to everybody, but to all the listeners, they must know that we always give free skin analysis at every branch. So the listeners can phone their nearest branch and go and make use of this opportunity.
Sure.
And I would really like to end off my talk yeah, with you and just to give the listeners a word from Matthew 5 verse 16, which says, let your light shine so before men that they may see sure. your good works
sure.
and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen and amen. Listen, Nicolene, before I let you go, I'm curious. I'm like, is New Skin Innovation for anybody, for everyone? I mean, I have a lot of melanin, as you can see.
Absolutely. So that's the magic. We believe in investing in absolutely the best systems and yeah. all our systems come from Slovenia.
Sure.
And then I can also proudly say that they all won awards in Europe for the best aesthetic laser clinic.
Sure.
And like we can work on skin type 1 according to the skin Fitzpatrick scale.
Yes.
We can work on skin type 1 to 6. So sure. any color we can remove. I think the thing that we are the busiest in is removing pigmentation.
Sure.
Because a lot of people, all the colors have yes. Pigmentation yes. and unwanted tattoos and hair removal.
Sure.
And we own first world technology.
I love it. I love it for us as a country and as a community. So thank you so much again, Nicolene, for hopping by. Again, the scripture that you shared with us that you want to leave the listeners with was Matthew 5:14. Hey, let yes. your light so shine before men.
Yes.
That all would see. That's so encouraging. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to close you off with Jamie Grace Faithful. You spoke about faithfulness in the little and God entrusting us with the big.
Thank you.